JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the University of Technology to collaborate with the UDC on urban development matters. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Imagine a Jamaica where every child has a family. A Jamaica where every child is inspired to dream, where they are loved, protected, and cared for. You can help make this dream a reality by fostering a child. For more information on how you can become a foster parent, call the Child Protection and Family Services Agency at 948-284-122 or apply at any of our locations islandwide. We dare you to inspire hope and foster a child.
The University of Technology, UTEC, and the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, allowing staff and students of the school's Faculty of Architecture to participate in projects being undertaken by the UDC. Both entities will share information on architecture, urban design, urban planning, physical development, and other technical services. UDC General Manager Dr. Damien Graham says a joint collaboration committee will be established under the MOU to facilitate greater coordination of projects and proposing activities.
We look forward to the IE and other schools of engineering coming on board with this MOU to help us to augment our talent, because we want it to be homegrown and we want to grow the relevance and the application of graduates.
Service collaboration will include but are not limited to staff and faculty exchange, student internships, collaborative research projects and technology initiatives, income-generating projects, research sharing and public education. This also allows students and faculty members to get the practical experience they need. Vision 2030, Jamaica's National Development Plan, is inclusive. It calls for the participation of men and women and aims to provide equal opportunity for every citizen to achieve their utmost potential. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the PIOJ at 906-446-324 to learn more. It's now time for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. This Rasta reggae singer-musician was known for his diverse, emotive lyrics, as well as his smooth voice. During the early 1990s, he was hailed as a rising talent, until his career ended abruptly with his death in 1994 while attempting to save his mother from her burning house. During his time on the music scene, he recorded timeless classics such as Place in Your Heart, Bless Me, and Kingly Character. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Facts: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the Act. Make a start and play your part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Garnet Silk. And on our community notice board, the new Broughton Church charge under the leadership of Reverend Kevin Nana Moses Calvert will host Gospel in the South on February 25 at Cross Key Square, Manchester, featuring Lester Lewis, singing Rose and more. Concert begins at 4:30 p.m. Admission is free. And thousands of students from institutions across Jamaica will celebrate Jamaica Day on Friday, February 23. Remember to wear your national colors. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.